Hey, Bucks fans, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season. Our wings always win. World famous for 40 years, with 13 sauces and rubs to choose from. Or try our buffalo chicken dip. And for a limited time, the pepper jack onion ring burger. Wash them down with a Big Daddy mug of Bud, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. Or sip on a Jolly Roger cocktail, a Bucks favorite, made with Absolut. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will give away signed Bucks memorabilia. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. OriginalHooters.com for details. Drink responsibly.
We have reached episode 50. I promised you 52 because Hooters paid for 52. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Season 8, episode 50. A few of us got together at Hooters in Clearwater last night as invited guests of a manager named Tony that has always been very friendly to me and a few others, and we enjoyed the first half of the simultaneous Monday Night Football doubleheader. Thanks to Tony at the original Clearwater location. Visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. But a shout out to Tony, who's had an awful fantasy year. He didn't play in the leagues with us this year. But he's like some of you who just had an absolute year in all his leagues to forget. We had a good time. Last night, a handful of us invited guests of Tony at Hooters, which continues to sponsor the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. $6 drinks all day, every day. Really good food we had last night at Hooters. We had buffalo wings, buffalo shrimp. I had a buffalo chicken sandwich. Everything looked really good. We had wonderful service. A lot of nice people. Good location in the, they renovated that restaurant a number of years ago. Some golf towels and golf tees given out as well, since a number of people there not only play fantasy football, but also play in my golf tournaments. So thank you, Tony. Thank you, Hooters, for your continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, go to originalhooters.com to find the location in the Tampa Bay area nearest you. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. You may be starting your fantasy playoffs this week. In the foundation, we started the fantasy playoffs last week. Congratulations to Doc, who was with me last night at Hooters, on his win over Tara in the quarterfinals of the foundation. Joey had already outlasted Jared, two former Jimmy McGinty Trophy winners. Basically, Joey beat Jared by either an extra, basically, we can put it this way. Joey beat Jared by an extra point and 4 yards. Four rushing or four receiving yards. That was the difference in a quarterfinal playoff game between Joey and Jared. Both directors of golf and general managers of golf properties that I spend a lot of time at and support the Todd Wright Tour. So I'll play Doc in the 2-3 game this week. Doc reeling, wondering what Tyreek Hill's status is going to be, although he came back into the game last night, albeit in a dramatic losing effort for the Dolphins, and without Justin Herbert and no backup quarterback on his bench. So Doc's got to pick up a quarterback with a playoff semifinal at stake. Joey advances to play Dave Wirth, who's the number one seed and has one hell of a team. So it's an uphill battle for Joey, but a solid win for Joey over Jared in the Foundation League. Let me go ahead and talk about the podcast leagues real quick to give them some love, since I saw some of those guys last night who were part of the invited guests at Hooters. Let's see. In the League of Champions, with 2 weeks to go, playing for total points, not head-to-head, Matt Jones off another big week. Matt has made a massive push to get in this over the last month or so. Matt won last week, 15 clear of second, and gained a ton on some others. So Matt is in third, 42 points back. K Kevin is second, 17 plus points back. Captain Morgan was there last night. We talked about this. He didn't get a lot out of Tua and Tyreek last night. That's been a stack that has been big for him this year. So Captain Morgan, our defending podcast champion, shows the way, but it's close. Just 17 better than Kevin, 42 better than Matt, and Chris not out of it at a little over 50 points back. In the unnamed podcast league, Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford still showing the way with 2 weeks to go. Very pedestrian week, though. Lost more ground to Andrew DeWitt, who just won't go away. The gambling editor, or do I call it the sports betting editor, Andrew, of The Athletic, with a team drafted by Doc, who I deal with in the foundation. Andrew is 15 and a half points back of Sean with 2 weeks to go. We have a horse race. Greg was there last night, Todd Wright Tour captain. Greg's just hung in there all year. Greg needs two really big weeks and help. He can still do this. But Greg lost roughly 16 points of ground to Andrew DeWitt this past week, and he's 76 plus points back. Ira, I hope you're feeling better. We tried to get Ira Kaufman out last night. He wasn't up for it, and then it's a battle for fourth between Ira, Bengal Ralph, me, Mark Fitzpatrick, who just wants to beat me. That's the battle for fourth place, and then on down the list. So I mentioned how Joey beat Jared in my league by the equivalent of actually, it's even less than an extra point, so I shouldn't have said. No, it was. No, it wasn't. I got to go back and look at what the disparity was between Joey and Jared. It was, let's see. I think I had it right when I was first talking about it. Joey 78.87, Jared 78.73. So I was wrong. The disparity between Joey and Jared was 14 yards of rushing or receiving. That was the difference. An extra point, that was too much. Extra points, one full point in our league. So it was less than an extra point. It was 14 yards of rushing or receiving yards that was the difference in one of our quarterfinal games. So I obviously follow on social media some fantasy-related accounts. And it's natural to complain when something doesn't go your way, but when you take the next step to say, well, just eliminate it altogether, just because it didn't go your way in a particular week, is whiny. So someone this week on social media was whining that, I guess, his kicker, Matt Gay, was a minus two for him this week, and Greg Zuerlein, who was the kicker on his opponent, was worth 17. And then he posted, get rid of kickers in fantasy. No. That's wrong. For everything about that post was wrong. In my leagues where I do and use kickers because they are a part of football, Matt Gay was worth 0 and Zuerlein was worth 12. It's very simple. Our points for kickers in fantasy are exactly what they do in real life. If they make an extra point, they earn 1 point for a fantasy owner. If they make a field goal, they earn 3 points for a fantasy owner. End of sentence. That's it. The points they score in real life are the points you score in fantasy. So Zuerlein scored 12, and Gay had a 0. Because he had a missed field goal and a missed extra point. That's it. So that guy whining about kickers just needs to adjust kicker scoring. Then instead of Zuerlein outscoring Gay by 19, he outscores him by 12, and he deserved it because he made 6 kicks. Gay missed 2. you are allowed to adjust your scoring settings in leagues to fit what you want. I've argued for years the people who handcuff themselves to tight ends are living in the past. You're playing 20th century fantasy football. PPR, you're playing 1995 fantasy football in the era of Emmett Smith. Actually, you're playing 1990 fantasy football, the era of Thurman Thomas, Emmett Smith, Barry Sanders, when running backs would get the ball 25, 30 times. Change. Evolve with the frickin' times. The person complaining about kickers, just adjust your kicker scoring, as we did in our leagues years ago, to make it less impactful. But kickers still have a place in fantasy football because they have a place in real life football. You want to eliminate something, eliminate the DST, which I sense more and more people are doing. But kickers have a place. Adjust the scoring. Make it very simple. Every extra point worth one, every field goal worth three, and that's the end of it. The points they put on the board in real life are the points they put in your account for you in fantasy. All right, let's recap the biggest performances of week 14, just to give us some talking points. Let's go season total. No, I don't want season total. I want week 15, I'm sorry. All players, offense. That's not going to work. Stats week. Yeah, week 14. Sorry. I knew something was wrong when Tom Brady came up on my board. I went a week in advance and he's still listed, which I guess they were hedging their bet that he would return. So most fantasy points of week 14, these according to my 21st century standard adjusted scoring settings. Do we have it? Yes, we do. Lamar Jackson was number one in an overtime win against the Rams. 29.53 points for Lamar Jackson with his three touchdowns passing, a two-point conversion, and 70 yards rushing in a win for the Ravens. Debo was overall two with his multiple touchdowns and 149 yards in the Niners win against the Seahawks. Justin Fields was three in the Bears win against the Lions, running for 58 in a touchdown, throwing for 223 in a touchdown. In a horrible game for him and the Falcons, Desmond Ridder was QB3. 23.07 points. He threw for 347, ran for 15 and a touchdown, just didn't get enough out of it. Koo missing two field goals also lost the Falcons that game. Mostert was overall five on Monday night in a loss. 96 yards rushing and two touchdowns for the Dolphins. Stafford, he might be my quarterback this week against the Commanders in a playoff game. Stafford threw for 294 and three. Stafford's last few weeks have been really good. Let's deep dive it. Stafford last 3 weeks. Week 12, 229 yards passing, four touchdowns. Week 13, 279 yards passing, three touchdowns. Week 14, 294 yards passing, three touchdowns. His floor has been, so basically he's averaging 250 yards passing, roughly, and has a total of 10 touchdowns his last three games and gets Washington this week. Yeah, I think he'll probably be playing for me. Evan Engram, 2 weeks in a row, has gotten into the end zone as 11 for 95 and two touchdowns. He has three touchdowns the last 2 weeks. He's available in some leagues. David Njoku, Flacco loves him, two touchdowns. These are tight ends we're talking about, and only Debo as a pass catcher was better than Engram and Njoku. both Engram and Njoku 21 plus fantasy points with their 90 yards and two touchdowns each. DJ Moore, two touchdowns, got up to wide receiver two. James Cook, back in the mix since the Bills fired Ken Dorsey. Let's see if Cook is trending. Just the last couple weeks, or that was an outlier. I mean, his touch share, wow. Okay. James Cook's touches the last four Bills games. 14 touches in week 10. 20 touches in week 11. 22 touches in week 12. 15 touches in week 14. By the way, why did they even sign Leonard Fournette? They did this weeks ago. Nothing. I mean, are they just waiting to unleash playoff Lenny? They got to get there first. Yeah, James Cook. And along the way, he scored a couple of touchdowns. But, yeah, I mean, he's getting roughly 18 touches per game. You got James Cook. I think you're playing him. Although, it's against the Cowboys this week. But you'll only use that as a tiebreaker because he's gone up against some really good defenses and still put up numbers. Yeah. How about James Cook? Saquon Barkley got two rushing touchdowns. That's one more than he's had all year in the Giants Monday night game. So he was one of the top performers. Then Zeke with no Ramondre. Zeke's playable, available in many leagues on waivers this week. Zeke touched the ball 29 times on Thursday night and scored a receiving touchdown. Jake Browning, more than serviceable this past week, available on waivers. I see Yahoo at 73% available. Rashad White, the slot receiver masquerading as running back, 25 carries, 102 yards, two catches, 33 yards, and a touchdown. The Bucs and everyone in the NFC South may suck. The Bucs not only don't lead the division, they are closer to Carolina without Rashad White. Basically, all the Bucs have going offensively is Rashad White and Mike Evans. But you know what? It's a quote-unquote running back and a Hall of Fame wide receiver. Mitch Trubisky put up nearly 20 points in fantasy. 190 passing, 30 rushing, and a rushing TD. Bailey Zappi put up nearly 20 points with his three passing touchdowns. Drake London, where was this all year? 10 catches for 172, nearly 20 fantasy points. Desmond Ridder getting him the ball. Biggest game of the year by far for London. He still only has two touchdowns on the year. But in two of his last three games, he's totaled 90 yards receiving or more. But yeah, in between that against the Jets, he was 1 for 8. Drake goes against Carolina next. Available in some leagues. Baker Mayfield, nearly 20 points of fantasy. Two passing touchdowns and had a rushing touchdown his first of the year. Josh Allen, more modest, but still the number one guy, still keeps putting up points. Nearly 19 fantasy points, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown. Purdy, two passing touchdowns, same fantasy output as Josh Allen. Breece Hall, one of his biggest games of the year. 8 catches for 86 and a touchdown, 10 carries for 40 yards. Joe Mixon, yep, that gets it done. Touched the ball 24 times for 125 yards, a tandem offense, and a touchdown. DeAndre Hopkins, 7 catches, 124, and a touchdown for the Titans in their comeback against the Dolphins. Joe Flacco, 311 and 3 touchdowns. And Cooper Kupp, whether he's playing hurt or not, part of those Matt Stafford numbers we talked about, 8 catches, 115, and a touchdown. Those were your top 25 performers in week 14. Send me your thoughts, your questions, what you're thinking for week 15 and perhaps the first week here of your fantasy playoffs. write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. Visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. And thanks again to my friend Tony, who has worked for Hooters for many years, for inviting a handful of us to come watch Monday Night Football at the original Hooters location in Clearwater last night. You were very good to us, Tony, and we had a really good time. Thank you for having us, and I look forward to seeing you on the golf course again really soon. For all of you, thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I look forward to your emails with your questions at write.todd@yahoo.com.